We have facts, and we have perceptions. Let us never confuse the two. In our gospel, our Lord makes what some consider to be a controversial, if not revolutionary, statement when he said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor." As Catholics, we believe as a matter of fact, bolstered by our faith, that this was indeed Jesus' mission statement, so to speak. In the Creed each week, we proclaim our belief that Jesus is the only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. The Church takes very seriously the fact of Jesus' nature, fully human and fully divine. Indeed, this article of faith was a byproduct of over three centuries of reflection. And it came about as a result of personal witness, but perhaps most importantly, the encounter that so many had with Jesus himself. And through those disciples, others, literally thousands, experienced him over time. Jesus, in fact, existed in the first century, and he was known as a prophet by many in a small region of the world, and was crucified by the authorities of his day. And as our church grew from a set of small communities to a worldwide movement, today totaling over 1 billion people worldwide, there are literally hundreds of thousands each day who are having an encounter with the power of Jesus' divinity. They have come to believe in the factual Jesus. Now, perceptions. A short clip of a confrontation in Washington, D.C. emerges. And in that clip, which went viral, it most surely appeared as if young people, Catholic high schoolers no less, were engaged in behavior that was racist. And some were quick, oh so quick, to condemn these young men immediately following the incident. And within a short time, additional video footage emerged, which offered additional features to the incident. Now, some saw the new footage and the incident itself as an opportunity to advance their own agenda. One public official described it as an example of far-left activists and media who purposefully denigrated the students. In the present environment, as we all know, sides are easily and readily taken. In particular, agendas are advanced, and perceptions are used to advance individual interests. I also add that there seems to be a whole lot of really angry people in our world, you know, which medical evidence would suggest is very unhealthy to one's body and mind. But what are the facts in this case? I, for one, having taken a look at more video footage than I care to admit, I'm pretty sure that here we have an example of lots of people acting badly. Provocative wear, hateful language, posturing for the cameras. You see, no one wins when we are quick to judge. And no one wins when we promote disunity rather than to seek to create one unified body. In our gospel, Jesus says, He, meaning God the Father now, has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind. Now, in the historical context, the captives to which our Lord referred were known by the Hebrew word anawim. You see, the anawim were the marginalized and the poor and those without social status. And they were the many without power. And the anawim depended solely upon God for their continued existence. The Virgin Mary and her husband Joseph, they were part of the anawim. Most, if not all, of Jesus' earlier disciples were part of the anawim. And most certainly in the contemporary context, the anawim include the homeless. Let's carefully examine our perceptions of those on the street. Many, as research confirms, suffer from a multiplicity of conditions. And most assuredly, most would prefer to live in a home with access to basic necessities, which we, myself included, sometimes take for granted. What if there were homeless here in St. Regis Park? How would we react? And what are we called to do as Catholics? In the gospel, Jesus called for the oppressed to go free. The oppressed. And the oppressed certainly includes the unborn. The New York State Senate approved a bill, reportedly signed by the governor, on the anniversary of the Roe v. Wade decision, which includes the right to an abortion as a constitutional protection under the state constitution. It allows for an abortion to occur up to and including the actual birth of the child. It prohibits any anti-abortion law from ever being passed in the state, let alone implemented. Now, some would say that perhaps legislation like that is ill-advised or poorly informed. But the fact of the matter is that evil and sinfulness have not gone away. I mean, even the most extreme proponent of the availability of abortion would shy away from a 34-week abortion as a matter of choice. Facts, perceptions. Let us never confuse the two. In the gospel text, our Lord reminds us that today this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing. Let us carry on His good news based upon facts, not social media clips. And let us be united in caring for rather than stigmatizing or assuming the worst about the poor among us. And let us always advocate for the dignity of the human person. For you see, when we do so, we witness, just as St. Paul tells us, to the fact that we can be one body and one spirit in Christ.